do you say to growers who are listening, hoping that there will be a political solution?
What I also say to Wilma, I had Wilma in my office at the end of last year, trying to basically get this thing resolved, but Wilma has got to obey the law. They have got to obey the law. They are not above the law. It's, you know, and there's a piece of legislation that's been passed by the Queensland Parliament, and Wilma's got to obey it. And if they don't want to obey it, well, it's like any other individual or organisation who doesn't want to obey the law, there are consequences for that.
I've interviewed many senior executives with that company who would maintain, and I've seen a letter written and signed by the chairman of Wilmar International maintaining that they have acted entirely within the law. So that's not the case, what can you do?
Well, I've already had that discussion with Wilmar, and they went straight away and protested loudly to other of my colleagues to try and white animal my position. That all that does is infuriate me. So know that I'm fair dinkum. If they want things to become sort of a process where we try and deal with it via other means in Canberra, sure, I'll do that. If people want to say, well, how serious are you about it? I say, well, we could almost make it. I mean, I don't care. We'll make a condition of the coalition. I don't care. But you know, we can raise the bar if we want to. But we'll raise the bar way beyond where you would be if you actually fixed it up yourself. And they've had the discussion and know how to do that.
You've also played the ACCC card, and a draft determination was handed down late last year. What does that bring to the mix?
All these things become articles of how you can actually deal with the issue. Ultimately, we've got a code of conduct for how you operate on ports. I brought that one through. People said it would never happen. I had a whole heap of people saying how outrageous it was, got really angry with me, but it's there. We can do other codes of conduct. And I can bring all the sugarcane farmers down to help me draft it up, if that's what they want.
Well, that's a threat that's been made by the member for Dawson, George Christensen, on a number of occasions. Are you ready to fulfil that threat?
Well, I'm the minister. I can do it. But you know, every time the government gets involved, everybody complains because they haven't gone far enough or they've gone too far. So, but I am prepared to do it. I have done. I've done so many times. Whether code of conduct for port operations, whether it's a more overt involvement with foreign investment, whether it's suspension of green prawns, I've got no problems getting involved if that's what it's required. I say that to as not as a threat, just as an open acknowledgement of basically the way I operate. So if this thing is not resolved, if I have to continually have briefs come across my desk about this, I will move. And when I do, you won't get in my office. You won't get in the door to complain about what I'm doing because I'm sick of having the discussions, trying to get people to move, and they're not moving. So I'll just move myself.